Hello and welcome to the first interview with DNN Creative magazine. This is Lee Sykes from dnncreative.com and today we're talking to John Mueller. John has created a piece of software called G-Site Crawler, which automates the creation of Google sitemaps. Today we're going to look at Google sitemaps and how they can help your website. So John, how are you?
I'm fine, Lee.
Great. Could you start by explaining who you are and what you do?
I have a small software company based in Switzerland. We mainly make small administration software for medical practices here in Switzerland. For our own private websites, we needed a tool to create Google sitemaps. At the time, it was a quite new product from Google, so there were no other Windows software out there available. So we decided to make our own, and we're quite happy with it. I've tried out most of the other software, which also makes Google sitemaps, and wasn't quite happy with them even now, so I'm still expanding the software.
Great, thanks. Let's get straight into the details of Google sitemaps then. Could you explain what a sitemap is?
Well, a sitemap is actually a small tool which Google created to help it index your website completely. Usually Google starts from links or an address which you give it and searches from there. And if your website has many changes or new pages added, then it will take some time for Google to find those changes because it has to check your whole website each time. And a Google sitemap is just a listing of all the pages you have in your website. You can pass it to Google and it will know what to do.
Right, so if we create a sitemap, will this benefit our search engine rankings?
Well, according to Google, it shouldn't benefit your rankings. It shouldn't change your rankings at all. But if you have a website which is only partially indexed on Google, then of course you will have more visitors because you'll have more pages listed on Google with different keywords possibly leading to separate pages.
Before we create a sitemap, are there any changes we need to make first to our website?
No, it's actually should be able to use your website just the way you have it. However, if you have a website which is not very search engine friendly, then you'll probably need to clean that up first. But that's usually a problem which you have with your website in general, and then it's something you should clean up regardless of if you're using Google sitemaps or not. You can usually tell if your website is not very search engine friendly by looking in the search results, and if you see that you only have very few pages listed, then it's probably because Google can't find a way to find the other pages which it wants to find.
Could you explain then how G-Site Crawler helps us to create a sitemap?
Well, the G-Site Crawler actually acts like a small search engine itself. It starts with the address which you give it, and it looks at all your pages, tries to find links on these pages to other pages in your website, processes all the links that it finds to the different pages, checks on them and see if they're okay, and then adds them up into a big database from where it will make a Google sitemap file.
Okay, so once we've created a sitemap, before uploading it to Google, are there any checks that we need to make to that sitemap?
Yes, you should check to make sure that you're giving Google good addresses. There are some things which Google doesn't like very much because in its eyes it thinks it reduces the quality of the search engine itself. That's things like duplicate content. If you have different addresses which all point to the same page or to the same content, then those are things that you should check before you send it to Google. Because those are things that Google will punish by removing part of your website from the index until you clean that up and things like that.
Right, so what does Google class as duplicate content?
Duplicate content for Google is different addresses pointing to the same content. It could be just as simple as your website being available under www.website.com and just website.com, because those are two different addresses for Google, but they all point to the same content, and Google then thinks, it might be a spammer who is just trying to use different addresses to point to the same content.
With .NET Nuke websites, when I emailed you, you mentioned that you need to manually add dates to your web pages. Could you explain why you need to do that for a dynamic website?
Okay. In Google Sitemaps, you not only pass the address of the website, you can also pass more information to Google to help it find pages which are newer. And that includes the date of the web of the page, along with a priority setting and a crawl frequency, how often you update those pages. The problem with many dynamic websites is that the server says the page was generated now. So if you open up a .NET Nuke website, the server will always be telling you this is a new page which was just generated a couple of seconds ago whenever the server was doing that. And the problem for Google with things like that is the content on that page might be a month old or a year old, but the server still says it's really new. And that's why you can add a date meta tag to your web pages, telling Google and other search engines how old this page really is. Because on one side, it's good to have web pages that are updated regularly, but on the other side, a web page that has stayed for a long period of time has a stronger weight for Google, because it thinks, this is content which is valid for a longer time.
Right, okay. Just as a note to our listeners, if you're wondering how to add a meta tag to your page, go to the settings for a page, advanced settings, and in the latest version of .NET Nuke, there is an option for page header tags, and in there you can enter the date meta tag. And I think on your website, is there a page where people can see the different type of date meta tags that they can enter?
Yes, I made a small article about the different types of date tags which you can use and the different date formats. Also a small test website where the different date formats are used as well. I'd have to find the address though.
What I'll do is I'll create a list of the web addresses and I can give everyone those addresses later on. That'll be great.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Great. When you mentioned to make sure your site is crawlable, what should .NET Nuke users be aware of to make sure that their sites are crawlable?
I've noticed that some .NET Nuke websites use JavaScript links for the links within the page. You can usually tell if you move your mouse over the link, if it doesn't show the real web page address where the link is going to, but maybe a link to a post back function or something that looks strange, then it might be that the link is not a straight HTML link. And those types of links are a problem for search engines because they, of course, don't process the JavaScript which is running behind it. A user in a normal browser will be able to click on the link and the browser will process the JavaScript and go to the right page, but a search engine is pretty dumb and won't notice that. So if you crawl a page like that with the G-Site crawler, you can also see that it doesn't find the links which are on that page. And once you notice that it's not finding those things, you know that you should look a bit in your code and see if there are problems with the links which you have on that page.
Right, okay. So we've created the sitemap. We've checked that it's compatible with Google. What do we do with it now? How do you tell Google that we've created a sitemap?
You have to upload the sitemap to your server, of course. You should put it in the root path for the server so that Google knows everything below that path can be listed in the sitemap file. Usually you can do that via FTP. The GSite crawler has a small FTP client built in to do that for you. After the file is on the server, you don't need to link to it from your website, but you need to submit it to Google. If you look on the Google website, there's a address, I think, google.webmasters/sitemaps, where you can sign up for a sitemaps account. You'll need a Google account to do that, but you can get those everywhere now. And once you sign up for a sitemaps account, you can submit your sitemap to Google. You just enter the address of the sitemap file, and Google will take care of the rest.
Is there any way then to tell if Google has accessed the sitemap?
Yes, once you have the sitemap submitted to Google, it will stay on a table which you can see in your own sitemaps area. It will also tell you when it last crawled it, if there were any problems trying to find the sitemap file. It'll show you these types of things to you. Also, in that same area, you can verify that you are really the webmaster for that website. When you do that, Google will ask you to create a unique file on your server. Once Google finds that file, it can show you some more statistics about your website in general, which links maybe were not crawlable, addresses which Google found in the internet which lead to a bad page on your website, things like that.
Okay. So as we add new content to our website, should we keep our sitemap updated? And do we have to tell Google that the sitemap has been updated?
Yes, it's always good to keep the sitemap file updated. Google picks it up at the moment 2 to 4 times a day, so it will find changes in that sitemap file pretty fast. You can tell Google that you've submitted a new sitemap file, but usually 2 to 4 times a day is enough for most websites. So if you update the sitemap file, Google will pick it up very fast. Depending a bit on the status of your website, it will also crawl the new pages very fast. It depends a bit on how many links are pointing to your website, what your page rank is maybe. Those are some things that are not publicly available from Google, but which have been found out by trial and error.
Is it easy to update the sitemap then using GSite Crawler?
Yes, it's very easy since you have all the settings in the program. You just click on Recrawl in the program. It will check your website, check for new pages, create the sitemap file, and send it via FTP to your server. That's all you need to do from your side. Google will take care of the rest.
That's great. So, looking at GSite Crawler, are there any features you would like to tell the listeners about?
What it does, which differentiates it a little bit from other crawler programs or sitemap generator programs, is that it can process the addresses which it finds. Usually, if you have a static website, then it will, of course, take everything, including images or Shockwave flash files, videos, whatever you have listed. Google wants to have everything now. But also, if you have a dynamic site like a .NET Nuke site, then you, of course, have a long string of parameters maybe added to the end of your address. And the GSite crawler can take that string of addresses, remove things which Google doesn't want to see, maybe session IDs or other parameters which have no real function, and list the clean address for the sitemap file. Additionally, I like statistics, so I've added a bunch of statistics to the program. It shows you a little bit which links couldn't be found, pages which you have linked on your site which lead nowhere, or which include images or other files which don't exist anymore or never existed. Additionally, it tells you which pages are large, which pages take a long time to transfer to the user, not only because they were large, but maybe because the server has to do a lot of work ahead of time. Those are things which you can clean up on your website if you have a little bit of time. Also, it searches for the duplicate content in a similar way that Google does, and can automatically take out duplicate addresses from your sitemap file, so you don't have to do that yourself. Especially if you have a larger site with thousands of pages, then it's a bit hard to find two or three pages which have the same content. And the GSite crawler will look at it automatically and clean it up for you.
Yes, I found GSite Crawler to be really handy with .NET Nuke. When I first created a sitemap, there was a lot of duplicate content and pages that you don't want to be indexed, such as the privacy, terms, registration and login pages. And using the filters on GSite Crawler, I was able to filter out all of those pages really easily. I think it literally filtered out over 1,000 pages of duplicate content, so saved me a massive job there. I noticed in GSite Crawler that it's time limited. Is there a reason for this?
Well, yes, it's mainly because I'm still working on the program, and I want to make sure that there are no older versions of the same program still out running. It's especially with the whole Google Sitemap program still in the beta stage for Google. There are things that might change from now until next month, and things that might need to be done to sitemap files to make them better, or to make sure that Google can really validate them. And that's why I have it limited to a month, and I try to get the new versions done by then. It pushes me a little bit as well, but at the moment there are always the things that can be added.
Yeah, that must give you quite a tight deadline there, once a month.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the future of GSite Crawler then?
Well, there are still lots of things I have on my list. Some are easier, some are a little bit harder. I would like to add some plugin system so that it's possible to make it work more like a search engine itself, so that the user has a bit of a view into what the search engine is really doing. And that includes things like analyzing the content on the web pages, making suggestions to how you can make your web page better from a search engine perspective. Not necessarily for the normal user of web page, but for a search engine. There are lots of things that can go on in the background on the website that a user doesn't notice, but a search engine will pick up easier. And these are the type of things that I think I can still add to the GSite crawler to make it valuable to the people who are using it.
Wow, that sounds like some really interesting features there that all of us will be able to make use of. I have to say that I think GSite crawler is excellent. Could you tell us where to get hold of it and how much it costs?
At the moment, you can get it from my website. It's johannesmueller.com, johannesmueller.com/GS for GSite crawler. It's freeware at the moment. It's a little bit open to see. Maybe we can make a commercial version later on, but at the moment I'd like to keep it freeware because it's so much fun to work with all the webmasters and get all the feedback firsthand. I think with a commercial product, it's a little tougher.
Yeah, that's exactly what I like about the .NET Nuke community, that it's that everyone works together and everyone helps each other out with the coding and everything. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to say to our listeners?
One thing you need to be aware of if you are looking at Google Sitemaps is that the whole system is still in a beta stage at the moment. That means Google will, of course, be changing things, and maybe some of the changes are not necessarily good for your website. Maybe they are valuable for your website, but you have to accept that there will be things being changed all the time with a beta program like this. So it's a good idea to start with the sitemap system or the gsite crawler, maybe on some test sites which you have or some smaller sites. Play with it a little bit, see how it works with the filters, understand how it finds duplicate content before you use the program on a site which you are really using to make money. Although the surgeons, of course, would be heading to the same area, so all the experience which you collect Google Sitemaps, you can use for other search engines, which will certainly be adding similar functions to their search engines in the future. Yahoo seems to be working on a system already, MSN also. I think we can be sure that the Google Site Map system is just a first step in having websites give data to search engines instead of the search engines having to find all this information on their websites themselves. The gsite crawler is prepared for other systems. It has export templates which you can set up to export the data which it found to all sorts of programs. At the moment, it can generate address lists for Yahoo. It can also generate resources files. Those are all things which are prepared in the program, and once the data is in the program, it's open to the webmaster to see what he does with that data. So I think it's an exciting area, lots of changes coming from that area, and it's a lot of fun to work.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, thank you, John, for all of that useful information. Thank you for taking the time to join us, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Well, thank you, Lee.